Well, we changed the piece of music to come in with this evening because I've had some good news this week. And those of you that are regulars to the show would know that my son was recalled. He's now been released. There you go. So he's got his parole order and he should be out for Christmas. So wonderful news. Shouldn't have been in there in the first place. But that's another story. Why do people get recalled? It is because they do something silly, perhaps. We really don't know because he doesn't know himself. But he protested and it worked. So, you know, the law system does work sometimes, doesn't it? You know? Not for everyone, we know. Right then. Now, it's kind of a strange show this evening. Because I'm looking at my two guests are already here. So my first hour guest and my second hour guest are already in the studio. But can I say, we've only got one caller. We did have two, and they decided that they weren't going to stay. Oh, okay. Right. So we've just been joined by another one now, a different person. But, okay, so two becomes one. That's one each so far. You never know. It might turn out that way, yeah. We certainly hope not, but we're gonna give it a shot anyway. We're gonna bring Bryn in for the first hour and see what happens next.
Oh, hey Ken, how are you?
Hi Bryn.
Hi there.
I don't know. We would have had three people, but
yeah.
At least we've got two. So if it doesn't change in the next hour, that's one each for you.
Yeah, right.
Oh dear Lord!
With a long song concert.
Sorry.
With a long song concert, with long song concerts in between.
Oh yeah. I think we're gonna have to do that, you know.
Yeah.
Put me on music, but I hate doing that because we're not a music show. I keep telling people
yeah.
that, you know.
Right.
So
Yeah.
You know, so the music is there to break up the show, but it's not meant to be played all the time.
Well, yeah. Sure.
Okay. Right, we're going to make a start then, Bryn.
All right.
So if you're all psyched up and ready.
I'm ready.
I'm psychic and ready at least. Okay. Right. Okay, Veronica.
Hello. Hi, Brian Drew. Hi, Ken.
Hi, Veronica. How are you?
How's it going? Yes, trying my best. I have a lot to do.
Yeah.
A lot. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Okay.
Oh,
how can
I... well. Yes, sir. I have a question.
How can I help you?
That's a good question.
Yeah.
Yes, you do. You have been very accurate. We like your personality. So my first question is that I want to know if my siblings have already started to do something sneaky or not, or have they already started to do their sneaky stuff? Second, I already contacted someone. Some people were going to get done, like, less than a week it should be done. So I'm going to being ahead of the game, but I just want to know if there anything they have started.
All right. So, first question is: Are your siblings planning anything for you? Right? Is that it? Or sneaky
yeah, any
or whatever?
Sneaky? Yes, sir. Yeah.
Let's see. So, are Veronica's siblings planning anything sneaky around Veronica? You know, I think what happens is a lot of times, sometimes they like to get into your affairs. You know, they like to kind of see what you're doing, and they I think they kind of meddle, like they kind of get meddlesome with you in terms of your life in a way. Is that correct? Like they get kind of
true.
Your siblings.
True.
Oh, true.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Now, if I were to say at this time, are they planning anything sneaky, or Veronica's siblings plan anything sneaky on her? I don't feel so at this time. I don't think they have anything, you know, that they're planning to do against you, put it that way. I'm not saying. I just think they're busybodies. You know, they can get busybody-ish around you. but at this moment, if I were to say in their minds and hearts, are they, you know, constructing something or trying to be sneaky in order to undermine you in any way? I don't feel so. I just feel they get into your business, you know. At times they're busybodies, but that's what I see at the time with them, you know? Yeah. That's what I sense.
Okay, that's good to know.
And then what was the other question? I didn't quite understand the second question.
What is my parents, the husband, like, I feel like he's doing something sneaky behind her.
Okay, so your mother's now he so
husband.
He's not your dad, or he's like a stepdad or something?
Yes.
Okay. And you feel he might be doing something behind your mother's back?
Because I heard him, like, he don't want me there. She's in the hospital right now. So I have
what?
To. She's in the hospital.
And
I already caught some paperwork that it doesn't have my mom's name, even though they're married. So I know there's something sneaky going on.
All right. So you're saying that your mother's in the hospital, and then you say he's doing something sneaky around her hospital thing, right? Or are you wondering about that?
I think he's doing something sneaky around the life in general.
I don't know
if he's hiding money
from
her.
What's his name?
I don't know if I say, no, I want to say his middle name is Luis, middle name.
Luis, oh, I'll just, okay, doesn't matter. I'll just look into, okay. It's, around his mother's husband. He's sneaky behind. So, when I look at your stepfather doing anything sneaky behind your mother, I feel that, is he doing anything sneaky behind her? At the moment, right now, I don't pick up anything. Is Ryan's mother's husband doing anything to undermine that? Okay, let me ask it this way. I'm going to ask, is your mother's husband being honest and straight with her? Is your mother's husband being honest and straight with her? Yes or no, guys? I don't pick him up doing anything sneaky at this time. Your mother's husband or your stepdad. I feel, you know, when I look at your mother's husband's intentions towards her. Okay, what intentions does he have towards your mother? You know, it's almost like he's saying that he wants her to calm down, or something about calming her down, or she gets sometimes a little frazzled or nervous, and she wants her to calm down. So she wants to help her calm down. When I look at his feelings towards your mother, okay, how does her husband feel about her? I feel there's love there. I feel that I'm not feeling that he's planning anything to undermine your mother at this time. I'm not sensing that. I'm not getting any information on that or getting a signal that that's happening, to be honest with you. Yeah. That's what I see, Veronica. Yeah.
I have another question. So I'm not desperate, but I like I said, I've asked before, but I'm not able to get back over there because of this job I have, and in a situation with helping them, there's a lot behind the scenes, and like I'm overwhelmed.
Uh-huh.
And the siblings are I've been nice with them, but I'm not gonna be nice anymore. It's gonna cost, like, if I have to take them to court, I'm going to. That's it. Anyway, so short. So I left
with your siblings.
My siblings.
Take them to court? Okay.
I might have to if I'm already processing with an attorney. I already contacted, so I know you cannot talk legal, but they've done some bad things in the past to hurt me, and I never done anything to them, and I was in shock. Like, wow, what's wrong with them?
What I pick up about them when I, you know, as I told you, I feel that they like to get into your affairs, you know, your business or your life. They want to kind of meddlesome, like to kind of meddle with it, you know, meddlesome, that word. So I feel, I mean, you might have some legal grounds if when I look at whatever they did in the past to you, did they try to set you up in some way? It was like a setup? Like,
yes.
Like, it feels like a setup happened between, like, because right now, like I said, I don't see them planning anything now, but when I look at what they did towards you in the past, it's almost like they set you up to blame you for something or make you fail at something. It was like a blame kind of thing or to fail at something. It was like an undermining of you, right? So it might be you might go into like character assassination or whatever. I don't know what the legal terms are, but you might have to find a strong incident that happened that will give you a strong case against them. You know, I guess what you could do is find a lawyer, state your case, and see and ask the lawyer, do I have a case? You know, tell them what happened, because I do feel there was some kind of setup that they did. They tried to set you up in some way where you looked bad, you know, or they wanted you to look bad. And ask the lawyer, do I have a case? Or what would be the terminology that I'm accusing them of? You know, I don't know much about legal stuff, but I would say get some advice from a lawyer if you want to go that route, you know? And that's what I feel, you know. If you want to go in that direction, then see what the lawyer says about your plea for taking them to court. Does that make sense?
Yes, sir. And the law enforcement, they didn't even pay attention to them.
Who didn't?
The law enforcement did not pay attention to what they were doing. They didn't do anything.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah. So I would get some advice, some legal advice about it, and see how far you can go on that. That would be the best thing to do, I think. Right? That's the next step.
Yeah.
Yeah. All righty.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, Veronica. Take care. Bye bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Veronica. Stay with us, Veronica, because, okay. Right, oh, she's gone, oh, bless, okay. I thought she might stay for the second half. Some people do. Some people do, and they stay, and then they get two readings for the price of one.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, well, you know, I like doing that for him whenever possible.
Yeah, no, that's a good idea.
Not always possible. It depends on the cook, yeah.
Yeah, on how many people there are. Yeah,
well, exactly. Right. If it gets too busy, we can't do it. You know, it's too impractical to go back over the same people. Right, let's see where we are. Queen.
Hello, Queen. Hi, Queen.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
Oh, hey. It's so good to hear you. I really like talking with you. Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to let it flow and see how we go.
Okay. Let's see, Queen. All right. Let me tune in here. Okay, Queen. So when I tune into you, Queen, what do I get? I get like there's something that you're finalizing that there's like you're coming to an end of something, or you're finalizing some kind of project, or there's like and on the other side of this finalization there's a dawning of something new. So I feel it could be a cycle. Let's see. Okay, what is this? Okay, what's going on, Queen? Yeah, it's almost like the term I hear, it's funny, it's like putting, the term is taking something to bed, so like putting it to rest, and I'm not sure if it's ending a project, or it could be that an old cycle is ending, and it's, you know, when an old cycle ends, there's a little transition time when the new cycle begins. So I want to say it feels more like that. It could mean a project, but I just feel I'm going between the two. But I feel that, you know, when I the first message I get for you, Queen, is there something is ending, and it's complete, and there's like a little period after this ending where you kind of rest up for a little bit, and then some wheels start turning slowly again, and things start moving. I feel that's what you're entering into. Let's see, what's surrounding Queen at this time? And also there's like, I'm getting a message that you might have like found some kind of title or name for something, or that you're looking for the name of something that you've created or put a title to it. Not quite sure about that one, but I'm just putting it out there from what I hear. And if I were to say, you know, you're in the right place at the right time, Queen, I feel they say you're on track. You're definitely, something definitely is ending and being put to rest, put to sleep. And there's like a minor waiting period, and there's going to be then you feel these like colors generating again. Let's just see what else is here. Anything else, guys? Well, let me ask this. Is there any message for Queen at this time? Any message for Queen? Okay. One of the messages, don't rush at things. You have all the time in the world is part of this message. There's a lot of ancestors that are working with you on the other side. There's some children there too, like some children in spirit, little guys. I don't know what they're about, but they might have had some children that might not have made it past childhood or something, but there's some child spirits around there. Or does this like have to do with Queen's childhood? And it could mean also, I'm getting the sense that these little children are kind of more like the fairy kingdom, like a kind of working with the elements of nature, nature fairies, because they have like little kind of, they're wearing kind of white, a white kind of color, and it's kind of like a little fairy feeling, like a pure light, But yeah, just don't rush out at anything right now. They're saying, right now, don't rush out it's time to gather in your energies and it's almost like going into a period of, I won't say a lengthy hibernation, but a certain kind of rest period, but it's not a long rest period. I just feel like if I were to say, okay, where do I see Queen, say like in the fall of this year, I feel things starting to rev up again around November and December. When I look at you, Queen, and the rest of September and October, I feel there's a kind of slowing down, a peaceful slowing down. It's like a rest period, a contemplative time for you. And then when November comes around, then the juices start to move you around and some new light is coming, some new breakthroughs, I feel. So it feels like it's kind of all coincides with what I saw at the beginning, where it's kind of putting some things in a kind of rest period, which is, it seems like maybe a month and a half, because we're already over half of September, and then there's October, and then November comes, which is where I see things kind of moving again and into December and the next year. So, Anyway, I don't know if any of that resonates, if you have any other specific questions.
Well, in terms of the name of something, a name came to me yesterday or the day before for another book.
Okay,
when I got the name, it was like, this I can see where I can go with this. I'm still working on another book, but that's how I operate.
Yeah.
And, or other books. But the title I learned a long time ago is Wayne Dyer. That's how he created his book. He gets the title.
Oh, interesting.
Motivation. And by sticking with my first title of my book, it has taken me so many places. And in terms of being contemplative, I'm on a fast, a liquid fast, a green fast, things about doing and had done in the past, but I'm really focused on doing them. I'm excited about it because I know I'm opening up to my spirit greater, and I'm excited about it. So that's putting an end to, an old cycle and an expectancy and knowing that I'm going to receive a lot of revelation by noticing my soul in this way. It makes a lot of sense, and there will be a period of rest during this because the initial fasting is, it always takes, it's a lot, can be a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm also contemplating knowing that my gifts of healing, heal or heal thyself, are coming to the forefront, and I will be really receiving and knowing exactly what I need to do as I move forward to consecrate, new words to say, consecrate my holy body temple. So, anything else around that. Yeah, Wayne Dyer, that's what he did. He did 10, 11 books like that, maybe more.
Wow. So you say he would choose the title, and then the book would come out of the title. Is that it? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly.
Yeah. Wow. I like that. Yeah. Very interesting. Yeah. Yeah, so definitely when I see you moving forward, Queen, I feel that, you know, maybe I was just picking up the energy of the fast going, you know, the fast that you're going through. It felt like, you know, fasting is almost like resting, you know, kind of putting the body to rest or to sleep. So, and I wasn't getting the word fast at all, but maybe that's what I was picking up on, you know, that kind of rest, of resting the body, right? You know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, good talking with you again.
Thank you.
Yeah, take care.
Thank you.
Thank you, Queen. Oh, okay. Now then, we're up 1 hour 30 already. Amazing. We hope that some of these people will actually stay with us for the second half, otherwise it's going to be grim lucky. Now, before we bring Cindy in, I know Tina's sitting here, ready for the second half, but I'm going to bring Tina in because we've done a reading for Tina last week on the show when Tina and Bryn were together for the first time. Since then, they haven't been able to catch up. So we're going to bring Tina in for a catch-up and see what's been happening.
Hey, Tina.
Yeah?
Hello?
It's
muted.
Here I am.
All right.
I put myself on mute. How are we doing?
It's good to hear you again.
It is you as well, Sophia. Yeah, I'm being all right. How have you been?
I've been okay. Pretty
good. Good.
Maybe
good.
I'll do a little reading for you in a minute, all right?
Oh, yeah, because there is actually a question I need to ask you, to be honest.
Okay. You want to ask that first, or you just want me to...
Okay.
Yeah.
I've been having tiger and white butterflies around me. What is the meaning of that?
Tiger and white butterflies
and,
around you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Let's see. So you've been seeing them around you a lot lately.
Yeah.
Tiger
one even came in the house.
Wow. It feels like some spirit from the other side is letting you know they're around. Let's see. Why has Tina been getting these tiger and white butterflies around? Now, is your father alive? Is your father
One is, one isn't.
Okay, because I'm getting a link to a father energy on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
That is the cause of the butterflies.
Okay.
It's interesting. He's saying, the reason why the butterflies are there that he's sending is he's trying to get your attention and something about time to move on in some area of your life, like some move on from... I'm not quite sure what it is, but he's saying time to move on from a situation. Let's see. Let me see if I can get more specific. Okay, what is the meaning of these butterflies? I do feel it's a father. And let me see the message. Okay, what is the message from the father? All right. And part of this message is be true to yourself. Be true to what you feel in your heart. To thine own self be true, he's saying. To thine own self be true. Be true to what you feel is right for where you are or who you are to be with, who you want to be with. in your life, is what he's saying. Yeah, it's almost like be true to know the right people for you and the
right
situations.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Right. And and he is a kind of urgency in his voice to do this so that you can be free of a lot of energy that you don't need in your life right now. That's the gist of it, right? That's kind of the meaning I get out of this. So I feel that those are the kind of the butterflies are the significators of the Father's presence, and then, you know, getting the message from him.
Right.
Is what I feel. So also, like, you know, just when I tune into you, Tina, I feel that you're taking some good steps towards evolving. I see you, they're giving me an image of you climbing. It's almost like a ladder or a stairway, and it's kind of precipitous at times. It feels kind of, you know, steep. And you know what's interesting about this image you're giving me? It has a double message. This ladder that you're going up is almost like in a spiral shape,
mm-hmm.
that's almost like a DNA spiral, right?
Yeah.
So there's something happening in your DNA, and it's all about the ascension process. So it's almost like they're showing me you going up this winding, like really kind of tight spiral ladder that's shaped like a spiral. Like, I've never seen a ladder like that before. I'm getting DNA, I'm getting ascension. So you're taking these steps, things are moving at a kind of pace that needs to be at the pace that it's at, because it's kind of slow and gradual. And they're saying at some point things are going to take off in a more accelerated way. Right now things are at a kind of slow pace where they say it needs to be. But it's changing your DNA. It's upgrading it. It's bringing you to a higher stage of your consciousness of being, you know, your gifts and all that, and,
mm-hmm.
and you as a human being. So, yeah, that's what kind of pops out in the beginning here. And I feel that, do you do any kind of artwork at all?
No, Seth, I know what they're talking about, because I'm actually taking my psychic abilities out on the road. I'm actually doing medium psychic nights as well. I've started doing them as well. So this is what they're talking about, the change in my DNA and the spiral staircase.
Because I see something either like automatic drawing or automatic writing. Something automatic comes through, because I see you. I want to say something. They're showing me an image of you in front of an easel. And it's like you're doing this rapid kind of sketching on this easel.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a sketch. It's not so much a painting, because I see like a kind of pencil in your hand. And you're doing this kind of, and it might be very abstract. It's not kind of literal images. It
mm-hmm.
feels like kind of like, I kind of see it. I see an infinity sign on it. I see kind of these swirls. So I don't know what this means, but they're showing me this as maybe something that you're going to come to at some point, you know, and it's going to coincide with maybe readings or maybe something you see in the person's energy field, where you kind of, and it's like you're definitely channeling this. This is something coming through you. It's not like, because I see you kind of receiving it through the top of your head, you know. So I'd be very surprised in the future or near future that this happens, because they see that there's this aspect that might come forward, all right?
Right, okay.
Yeah, and but I feel, you know, when I look at what's surrounding you, Tina, I feel that there is this man in your presence in the spirit. I feel it's the Father, and there's a lot of gold stars around you, and these are gold stars of accomplishments that you've had in the past. You know, that you've overcome obstacles, and they're kind of like, I see like five or six gold stars in a kind of an arch way, you know, and mm-hmm. and he wants to let you know that a lot of these have to do with your service to humanity, like how you've helped people, things that you've done. I feel you've done things for the needy. Have you done like things for the needy or something like that?
I am actually doing that right now through my shows. I am actually donating to charities.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, yeah, because that's what they're showing me, and they just show me these gold stars, like 3, 4, 5, 6, one of them, and this man, I think it's your father. He's a very bright individual. He has like a book in front of him, and it's what is this book that his father has? It's like the Akashic Record. So this might be a different male figure than your little father. I mean, this one, because I feel he's holding like an Akashic Records book of your life, and he's showing me these gold stars. So all
it's
this
my
shows
stepdad.
That,
it's my stepdad.
Stepdad. Okay.
Yeah.
He shows me that you're on the right track, and that you're moving, and like the message I heard from, you know, from the butterflies, from the Father, is time to let go of those, you know, situations and people that you feel are bringing you down. That's what.
Right.
That's
thank
what
you.
Thank you,
Bryn.
Oh, you're
thank
welcome.
You.
Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Thank you, darling.
Yeah, good hearing you.
Okay, right, that's lovely. Right, so Tina joining us, of course, in the second half, and if Bryn's still with us in the second half, we'll do the reverse.
I'll have to, I have something to do in the second hour, so I'll get a reading again.
You're going to bow out.
Yeah.
Right, okay, that's no problem. Right, oh, core queue's building up nicely. We've just been joined by yet another. Okay, lovely. So, let's see where we are then. Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Hello? Nobody here. Hello?
No?
No, nobody.
Hello?
Hello?
Cindy.
Hi! Sorry!
Hi, Cindy. How are you?
Sorry, I'm good. Sorry about that. Thank you for taking my call. My sister just drove up and I didn't go answer the door real quick and I set the phone down.
Sure.
I'm so sorry.
No problem. How are you doing?
I'm good. Can you give me any kind of a... Things are kind of evolving with the situation. I already spoke with you once before, and you were really tuned in on the situation with my boyfriend and the product we're developing. And, he's like, doing stuff when I'm not there on the product but doesn't want to, you know, include me in it. But he's been pretending like he's not working on it, but then he's making comments here and there where he is. And... I'm just wondering what kind of a time frame, what are his intentions? Like we're actually watching a movie last night. Like every other day I haven't even been seeing him. And before it was every single day he wanted me to come over. And
right.
Now he's like trying to keep me at arm's length on and off, and right, he's working on stuff. And then last night we were watching a show on TV, and it was kind of a similar situation, but about a couple. And the girl had done all the work, And it was all her ideas and work and business. And he was like, this is my money and this is my business. And okay, they're like, well, what are you going to do if she walks? Okay, well, I'll have to find somebody and replace her, but this is my money. I'm going to set up the corporation and book the corporation. It's mine. So I was like, yeah, I said, some people, I told him, and I said, some people are use people and love money, and some people use money and love people. He's the one that uses people and loves money. And like, I was implying, he started defending the guy, and then he was like, I'm like, really? The guy's a dopey. And he was like, okay, and then he kind of backed off. I think I was letting him know that I know what he was doing without actually saying it to him.
Oh, yeah, right.
So, I'm just wondering, do you see him, like, what are his intentions right now? Like, what is my time frame I have before he actually, like, what he tries to cut me out of it completely and take for it?
Let me see what his intentions are towards that. Okay, well, what's his name again, Cindy?
Mark.
Mark, okay. Does Mark intend to cut Cindy out of the business? I do feel, you know, when I look at Mark's energy with the business, I feel that he wants to really dominate it, you know? And I feel that if I were to say, okay, is this Mark's intentions to kind of eventually cut you, Cindy, out of the business? I feel that his intentions are, there's some sense of him wanting to, you know, gradually minimize your presence in the business, to be honest with you. If I were to say, let me put it this way.
That's exactly what he's been doing.
Right, and I think if I were to say this person, Mark, and Cindy and Mark together as a couple, as a business couple as well, I would say that he's not doing the right thing. When I look at the future of this, let me see. What's the future of this situation? What's the future of this business situation between Cindy and Mark? I think he wants to buy you out. I think he'll want to buy you out. That's what I'm getting.
He hasn't signed any business agreement. Like, we were supposed to be setting up the business partnership together, and I was it's all my idea, my recipe, my formula, my whole deal, and then we were going to do it together, though, because we were supposed to be together as a couple and building a life together. So we agreed we would try and do it, market it together. And then, you know, I told you before what happened, when I came back, and he's like, how come you're not giving me the name for the product and information and how to do this and how to do that? And I'm like, because you already tried to cut me out of it once, and I don't trust you now. He says, well, what do you suggest? And I said, we need to get the business part of it signed and the paperwork done and the business corporation set up first. Well, we're equal partners, equal shares, equal everything.
So there's a contract.
Right. So he says, still hasn't done that. He's still stalling on that, but wants to move forward with finishing the product and coming up with a name. But now
he wants to put the cart before the horse.
Yeah, he says, the problem with that is I got a big bill to pay for a loan I took out on the farm, and they're going to foreclose on me. And I'm like, so what does that mean? You can pay your bills out of your half, and I pay my bills out of my half. I have bills too.
Yeah.
And so then he got quiet, but he hasn't moved forward with doing it. But now he's starting to try and distance me from even formulating the product, everything's at his place, and I don't have any access to it.
Well, that's what I see evolving. I feel like a general plan to diminish your presence, you know, as it has been going. So when I look at the future
and lives with his elderly parents. And so he's wanting them to see him doing it and think it's his formula. And it's not what's happening.
Right, it's your formula. Yeah.
Right, but they don't know that.
Yeah.
So he doesn't, he's keeping me distant.
Let me look at this. If I were to say, when I put you, Cindy and Mark, in this future together as a couple, I feel, I got to be honest with you, and I'm not saying, you know, I'm just saying what I see, see something, a disbandment of the couple energy between you two. This is going to get in the way of being a couple, I feel, you know.
Right, I agree.
You know, that's what I see.
Do you see a time frame when he's on trying to...
Whenever I tune in to you and him at this moment and I see, okay, what future, just as... Forget the business at the moment. What is the future for Cindy and Mark as a couple? And I feel it's trash because of him, because of his greed. There's greed there. There's greed.
Yeah. That's what
there's
it
greed,
is.
There's greed. Motivations. They're giving me an image of, you know, this archetypal image of all these gold coins in front of this man, and he's like, he's kind of covering it up with his arms. It's kind of, he's like, you know, stroking all the coins, you know, towards himself and kind of coveting them, you know?
Yep.
So that's the image I was just given by my guides. I hate to put that out there, but
yeah.
That's what I'm getting, Cindy, I hate to say.
Well, do you see a time frame where he, like, tries to set up the business name? Like, I even picked the business name, and he wants it.
Timelines, as you know, they can be very fluid and shifting, but I'm going to give you an approximate timeline. Hold on. We got time here. What is the timeline for when Mark wants to end this business? If I were to say between now and the end of the year, you know, Mark sees himself totally cutting out of this business, I feel... I say by the end of January. That's what I'm hearing. By the end of January. That's what I just heard.
Now, like I
said, things are fluid and they're approximate, but I just heard by the end of January.
Okay, because I was thinking it could be even like in the next couple weeks or month. I was worried about him beating me to the punch and trying to cut me out of it.
It could be. I just, that's the date I had.
Okay.
And
yeah,
good. I'm sorry.
Thank
you. All right. All right, take care.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Right, so we're on our last call of the first hour then. And we have Mary.
Yes, there you are.
Hi, Mary.
I'm hearing a little echo. I wanted to ask you, I've been having some difficulty with the health issue, and I'm wondering if you see me finally getting some answers and moving forward on it. And also,
are you trying to do with your house? Are you trying to sell the house?
No, my health.
Oh, your health, I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay. And I just interrupted you. You were saying something else.
Well, I just wanted to mention that the doctor who's been treating me, who has been very good, unfortunately, he's moving on, and I'm not sure who will replace him. So I'm just wondering how things are going to play out.
Okay. I can't give any health advice, but I'm going to just see what things look like for your health. And, you know, if they're going to improve, you know, the kind of evolution of your health, let's say that.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see. How does Mary's health? Is Mary's health going to improve? I feel what I'm hearing about your health, there's smoother times to come for your health. I feel if I were to say, Mary, your health is going to get worse than it is, no, what I hear is, and it's a very interesting word, I hear the word equilibrium happening, equilibrium, which means balance. and that's what I get about the smooth kind of sensation I get about it. I feel there's a process of equilibrium happening where it will start physicalizing itself. If I were to say, is Mary's health on a downswing or upswing? I feel it's okay. This is how I see it. So give me this image where it kind of, it's static and then it rises. Then it rises to an equilibrium. There's like a breakthrough. So now with the new doctor, I feel, yeah, your old doctor is moving on. I feel your new doctor, okay, will Mary's new doctor be good for Mary? I get X-Joyce, this new doctor. I feel that, I want to say, I don't know if she's, if this is a woman or not. I don't know why I get
I don't
a female.
Know yet.
Okay, I'm just going to say
not sure
female.
Who's coming.
Yeah. If I were to say this new doctor that's coming for Mary is going to be suitable for her, I mm-hmm. feel, yeah, it's going to be very, she's going to be very good for you. I do feel a good relationship between you, Mary, and this new doctor. I feel this new doctor, and I want to say she because I keep hearing saying she. I feel she will be very efficient. And once again, I just like to tune in again. When I look
this is
at
my
your health,
primary doctor now we're speaking of because
right.
I just got a new female specialist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because I do feel a new person coming in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you said, the prime. Let me ask this. Okay, is this the primary doctor that? So Mary is going to get a new primary doctor. How do you see this new primary doctor for Mary? No, I do see the new primary doctor coming in. It's very, very efficient.
Good.
Strong. This person is very strong. Has a strong energy about this person. Very grounded. So I feel you'll have a good relationship with your new primary care provider. Once again, when I look at the evolution of your health, Mary, I feel that it's so interesting. I just see you're going to get to the state of equilibrium, balance, which is what you've been looking for. Okay?
Right.
So I do feel like going in that direction, you know?
Right. Do I have time for another question?
Yeah, sure, yeah, because we have a little problem that happens, you know.
My boyfriend seems to be having some emotional and mental issues, and it doesn't seem apparent, I don't think, to the outside world or to the doctor too much, but because I'm seeing him every day, it seems
right.
like it's increasing and getting more aggressive, and I'm wondering what you pick up and if he's going to get any help with this or recognize that he has a problem. I wonder if he even knows.
Well, what's his name?
His name starts with an L. An M. I don't want to give a full name.
Oh, that's okay. That's fine.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, Mary's voice. What's going on, Mary's boyfriend? I feel a lot of grief around him. I feel a lot of grief around him.
He's had a lot of passings and also a lot of ill family members.
Yeah, I was getting grief very strongly around him and it seems there's one person in particular that is really hitting him hard in terms of the grief department. I feel what I'm hearing from him, he's having a hard time dealing with it. Whoever passed amongst the people who passed, it kind of rocked him inside.
Cousins. He hasn't had anybody, you know, super close. It's been more like cousins and friends.
Oh, okay. There's something going on. Okay, what? So I'm going to say, okay, is he going to get, okay, let me see. Is Mary's, she's boyfriend, right, or husband? Is that it?
My boyfriend, yeah.
Okay. Mary's boyfriend's mental health going to improve.
He's angry a lot.
I feel by the end of the year things are going to improve for him.
Okay.
I feel like there's something stirring in a better direction for him around mid-October, I feel.
Would that be some part-time work?
Let's see. Is Mary's boyfriend going to get part-time work? It could be. It just feels a change, a shift in him, I feel. If I were to say, okay, is Mary's boyfriend going to get some help for his condition now, I feel he needs a medical exam.
He gets regular medical, but nothing specific to determine whether it's a chemical imbalance or whether age-related, I don't know. And it doesn't show.
What will help Mary's boyfriend?
He does have some medical conditions, but whether or not that is affecting his mind or whether it's the medicine or I don't know. But he's very difficult.
Yeah, he's like irritable
all the
time. It's a mixture of emotions. There's anger, there's grief. Those kind of always go together.
Yes.
A lot of times men put anger over grief because it's a lot easier to feel angry than to be grief. That's a kind of male thing, right?
Yes,
so
I
they kind of that's why I kept seeing in the beginning. The grief, which is underneath it all. So I feel he needs a kind of... now, when I said medical, that could also mean, like, mental medical, you know, like a grief counselor or some kind of counseling.
He's refusing counseling. It was offered and he refused it.
I just feel that would help him. I do see him getting over this. I do see him getting over this, Mary. I don't see this as a permanent stage for him. I see lighting up. I keep getting October things starting to move slowly in that direction.
Okay. Yeah. Because we share a residence and it's getting, you know, really hard, but it's also a financial necessity and physical dependence on each other pretty much. And I don't want to leave, and I'm trying to deal with it, but it's very hard, and it's affecting my health as well. So
I hear you. The only thing you can do is suggest things to him, and then he has to go to it or not. That's the thing.
But October should be a little better, maybe for one reason.
Yeah, that's what I feel. Hopefully sooner, but that's what I'm seeing. All right.
Very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Mary. Take care.
Have a good evening. Bye now.
Yeah, you too. Take care. Bye.
Okay, thank you, Mary. And that brings us to the end of the first hour then, ladies and gents. Thank you once again to Bryn for joining us.
You're welcome.
And
nice
Mary's calling off. So, okay then. Right, so Mary's gone. Bryn's just about to leave us. Tina's sitting there. Waiting for the second hour to begin. So we're going to say thank you to Bryn once again and let him go. And we only have one person in the cook here now. One person who has stayed. And that is Quinn. Wonderful. This is going to be a magic hour indeed. But we'll see. What happens next? Okay, let's say hello to Tina then.
Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you, Tina? I don't know what's happening
this
evening.
You just caught me. I'm filling my face.
I normally do that. So I'm normally got some biscuit or chocolate or something there.
So if you hear me crunching, then you know I'm still filling my face.
Okay. So right, we'll bring Quinn back in then, because we need to start the second hour. So here she is, Quinn.
My queen, good evening.
Good evening.
Greetings, my lady. I thought I'd stay so we could play and pray and say whatever Stuart wants us to say. It was nice to hear about the automatic drawing. I felt it too.
Yeah, I know you told me as well. So it's something definitely to come. I'm definitely thinking it's something to come. And with my father holding the Acacia records, I have no clue what that's about. But my friends have noticed how strong I am actually getting just lately as well. So that's a plus instead of a negative. So how can I help you?
Oh, whatever you get, and we'll go from there. And I thank you as always.
Okay. Well, pretty much what Bryn said to you today is something I've been feeling as well when he was talking to you about putting something to bed, finishing off. I think it's something to do with maybe a project, or maybe it's something you've been finishing off in a different aspect, okay? I do honestly feel as well it's something that you've accomplished as well. Would that make sense?
It would. I can see the end of my book coming. I can see that. I mean, I get my first book. I can really, I really know. I'm ready to give birth. I'm like 8 months pregnant or 7 months pregnant. I'm ready to give birth.
Okay. Well, I do feel as though it's that, and I do hope in time you will get it published, this book. Okay.
Yes.
Because it would be worth the read. As I say, I was speaking to one of my callers the other day, and I do have her book right in front of me, and it is very inspiring. So I would like to read yours when it comes out as well, which will be a good positive thing for me as well, because you have also got a lot of inspiration that you can put into books, as well as the wording that you put down. It also magnifies inspiration. Would that make sense?
That makes sense, yes. I am loving it. I mean, I'm really loving
it. You do have a lot of inspiration behind you. Okay. You do have a lot of inspiration behind you, to be honest. Some of your inspiration has actually rubbed off on myself, to be perfectly honest. It's what I've been watching through YouTube videos as well. I think that's probably why I may be getting so strong as I am doing. But you also inspire a lot of people around the world as well with everything that you do on YouTube, everything that you do on Instagram, and everything that you do on Facebook. Sometimes it might not feel like it, okay? Sometimes it might not feel as though you're doing the inspiration, but you're doing a lot more than what you're thinking you're doing, okay? There is a lot of people around the world that is absolutely mesmerized about everything that you can do as well. As well as your artwork, as well as your dancing, as well as your jewelry, you've just got literally everyone around the world in this little bubble that I feel as though it's one of these the ones that you can't bust, impenetrable or something like that. You can't bust this bubble, because I feel as though with everybody around the world coming together, it's just this big bubble. And a lot of people around the world are absolutely mesmerized by what you can actually do, Queen. Okay. And I honestly feel as well that there's something else going to come to a head as well. I do feel as though there's something else that you're planning on finishing off as well. Would that make sense?
Yes. I would go back to what I said to Brendy. The sanctifying, I'm ready to be in a vessel, a body mm-hmm. temple, is more capable, more willing to receive from higher power, stronger power. I'm really I'm excited about that too. I'm excited. Yes.
No, that's
I'm welcoming in spirit the first mother, so much stronger. Yeah, it's different. It's good.
Yeah. Well, I think with all these spirits working with you, as Bryn said earlier on, there's ancestors, there's children working with you. But he thinks these children are more like fairies, okay? Which I have got this tendency to agree with him. But I'm also seeing other little beings around you as well. Besides the fairies, I'm seeing, like, I can't explain it really. I feel as though they're a mythical creature that's around you. It's just not a fairy. It's something other small. It's another mythical creature around you that's also giving you this inspiration of what you're doing. You're very much drawn to the magical world, we'll say that. You're very much drawn to the magical world because I do feel as though this is what I'm bringing into you. Or this is what they're bringing into you as well. I wouldn't say the magical trolls. I'd say they're more like magical elves or magical something or other. I'm seeing elves. I don't know why they're giving me elves, but I'm seeing elves. Okay. They're making me see elves. They're just really every ancestor that you can think about that you've got around you is absolutely overwhelmed with everything that you've been doing since being on this earth plane, that they, it's just like they're having a celebration of things around to do with your life, the things that you've achieved, the things that you've overcome. And this is why the spirits are coming to you to give you this reward, I'd say. They're giving you a reward, making you, like, giving you some more strength inside of you to carry on, more strength inside of you to do what you have to accomplish. Okay.
Yes.
I do feel as though the powers that be are definitely around you. The powers that be are definitely around you because in their eyes, you're also a queen. Okay. In their eyes, you're also a queen as well. And you need to be treated like royalty. They're saying, okay, this is where all the strength and the light, I don't know whether you've seen sort of like little white lights flickering around you just lately, but there has been. This is all the higher power giving you all this strength for you to accomplish what you have to do, okay? And they're saying there's no need thinking about the afterworld just yet. Because you've still got another lot of things to do. There's still things that they want to teach you. Okay.
There's
a lot of things they want to teach you. They want you to start and think about more future options. Bryn said it's about slowing down and taking a break and taking some rest pace. Yes, I do agree with him. I really do agree with him because you do need the rest period. So if I was to think about it and just jot them down on pieces of paper and then go back to them later, okay, because you do need that rest period, Queen. This is what they're telling me. You do need that rest period. But they're saying to me also, if any ideas come through, just jot them down on a piece of paper and just put them away for later and then come back to them a bit later. Would that make sense?
That makes a lot of sense. And I will am writing down things come more than I've done in a long time.
Yeah, yeah. But you do need that rest period now, Queen. You definitely do need that rest period now because the angels feel as though you're not as much getting tired, but you're as much needing that rest because they can see that you're starting to lag a little bit, but they want you to know that you need that rest period because it is the time for you. You need to take time for you. Would that make sense of what I've just said?
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. So I suggest as Bryn said, between November and December, just take a rest period. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, my queen.
Duly noted. Thank you, my lady.
Thank you, my queen.
Your show.
All right.
Your show is on the much success with that.
Okay.
Okay, I don't know why, but we, you know, I've done everything to avoid getting an echo, and it seems like we're getting one. So, I don't know why that happens. I really don't know why that happens. We do everything to avoid it. We're going to take a break then, ladies and gents. I know Tina muted there because obviously two microphones, probably getting an echo there that didn't want to hear. Echo, when it's caused, I don't know. Because we do everything from this end to avoid getting an echo. And even kind of coming in remotely, so to speak. So there really shouldn't be an echo at all. And we've kind of used two browsers as opposed to one, which means that we're listening on one browser and kind of speaking on the other. And now you say, well, that might cause a problem. Not if it's muted up properly. Even the BBC has these problems, you know, as you say. And I don't know whether you've noticed that during the COVID period, if you're looking at the BBC iPlayer, which is now available worldwide, that they very often get an echo on their broadcasts. And, you know, that's because a lot of what used to be professionally done with people coming into a studio onto the actual show, it's all done on links now, and it's all done via the internet. So the more we go into the virtual world, the more complicated it gets. So there you go. We're going to take a break then, have a piece of music, better than me yapping, I suppose. And let's see what we got for you. I really don't know what to play. Kind of looking for something that we can play for you. That we don't play very often, but I really don't know what to play. Okay. I want to be able to play something that's going to last a few minutes. Okay, let's have a look at this. Well, that's just perfect timing, isn't it? Because we've got three people just joined us there as the piece of music ended. So I'm resetting my little bell, and we're just about ready to start again. We've got one person listening, which is nice. And if you want to listen in the show queue, then you're welcome to do so. Apparently the sound is better. I don't know why. So we got people complaining about echoes this evening as well. It's like, okay, see, an echo. Now, there's nothing we can do about echoes. Where they come from, no idea. We kind of keep the speaker as far away from the microphone as possible. We do everything in our power, and it still happens. Okay. We're not the BBC. We are what we are. Okay. Right. Let me see then. So, bring Tina back in, and we have Holly.
Good evening.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good.
Good, how can I help?
Would you like a question, or would you like to just pick up something?
Start off with a question and see what I can pick up from there, Holly.
Okay. Do you ever see me speaking with a guy named Joey?
Yes, I do. Yes.
Oh,
I do.
Okay.
I do. I don't think he quite knows how to sort of like start talking to your sweetheart, because I feel as though you two are long lost friends or friends of some sort. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
We dated 20 years ago.
Right, okay. I don't know. I feel as though with Joey's energy, I feel as though he doesn't know how to talk to you, sweetheart, okay? Or if he because of things that have happened with yourself, I don't think he wants to sort of push a situation with you. I do feel as though you might be in communication at this precise minute, but I don't feel as though he's got anything to hide. We'll say that, okay? I honestly feel as though he wants to rekindle with you, okay? I don't know if he's found you yet, but he has been looking for you, okay, sweetheart? And I do really feel as though you are going to be talking to him again. Within how long, as you know, spirit doesn't have a time frame, Holly. Within how long is another question. Okay. But I do feel as though he's going to come into your life. I'd say I'm feeling maybe next 2 to 3 months, I feel as though he'll come into your life again. Okay. I honestly do feel as though it's going to be a rekindle, but I don't think it's going to be a rekindle of, like, when you first start dating. I feel as though it's not exactly going to be a pick-up where you left off either, but I do feel as though it's going to be something different. Okay, I do feel that. I do feel as though he's going to be all romantic as well, because I feel as though it's one thing he never was. Would that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. I do feel as though he's changed over the years, sweetheart. I honestly do feel as though he's changed over the years. Okay. And I do feel he's realised by his past mistakes of how he's been treating people as well. Because I feel as though Joey was one of these that didn't treat people with the respect that was deserved. Would that make sense?
Yeah, that's what our last argument was about.
Right, okay.
Not me, other people, how he treated other people.
Yeah, yeah. That's the feeling I'm getting, but I do feel as though he's one that could have learned from his past mistakes, or has learned from his past mistakes, sweetheart, okay? And I do honestly feel as though you are going to be, as I say, you are going to be rekindling, but a rekindle of a difference, okay? It's not going to be where you left off, and it's not going to be like the starting of a dating. It's going to be the starting of a dating, but the starting of a dating with a difference, okay? I honestly feel as though he is going to come to you, okay? He is going to come to you. You're not going to have to go to him. He's going to come to you as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I do feel this precise minute, you're that settled. You're settled down with the new place and everything. And I honestly mm-hmm. do feel as though he won't even be bothered with that as well, because I do feel as though he's coming for you and you only, okay? And I honestly do feel as though he's going to be round and communicating with you a lot as well, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So, any other questions, darling?
I had somebody call me that wants me to work for them. Does the spirit think I should work for them or stay put?
I feel as though you're a bit wary of this person. Would that make sense?
Yeah. It's just because the location is further away. It's
right,
too far
okay.
north.
Right, okay. That will probably mean that you'd have to move up sticks and move again, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. But you've just got settled where you are and you don't want to move because of the sights around you. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd say, at the end of the day, Holly, choice is yours, but I'd say no, because of where you are now. You're settled and you've got, I wouldn't say a reliable income, but you've got your readings as an income as well. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got your readings as an income as well. I mean, you're settled where you are, sweetheart. I mean, you're happier than you have been for ages. And just up sticks and moving again would be, I think it would be turmoil for you, to be honest. I do think it would be turmoil for you. Sorry?
Yeah. It's too much. Like, I'm so sick of moving.
Yeah. I'd stay where you are, sweetheart. I'd stay where you are. I'd look for something closer to you. I'd look for something closer to you, sweetheart. Because I feel as though there's plenty of job opportunities around you. Okay. Plus you've got things set out as how you want it in your place as well. I don't feel as though you'll get that with it if you moved over up north again. Okay. I don't feel as though you'd get that. But I'd stick to your guns and stick where you are, because this is what I feel as though you've been thinking, that you want to stay where you are and you don't want to move. So I'd stick to your guns, sweetheart, okay? And weigh out your opportunities from where you are, okay? Just weigh them out from where you are, sweetheart, all right? Because I do feel as though the move won't do you any good. It'll not boost your morale. It'll not boost anything because of where you are now. You've got a nice sight, okay, around you. You've got a very nice sight around you as well. You're getting all the air that you can as well when you're going out as well. And it's nice, fresh air, clean air where you are. Would that be right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful area.
Right, okay. I'd stay where you are then, darling. That's what I can say. I'd stay where you are, sweetheart. That's all I can say. And spirits are working with you as well to maybe weigh up your pros and cons as well, okay?
Yeah.
I feel as though you've been weighing up your pros and cons lately. And I feel as though once you've weighed up them pros and cons of where you are now, you're going to have more pros than you are cons, darling, okay? So which will give you the idea to stay where you are, darling. And, I mean, he's showing me a lovely, I don't know whether it's a lake or whether it's whether it's like a boat, is it ocean, is it? Okay. And they're showing me boats as well. Why are they showing me boats?
Yeah,
right.
Ocean.
Right, okay, because they're showing me boats as well. They're showing me, I don't know why this is, Holly, but they're showing me a cruise liner. Why are they showing me a cruise liner?
If I move to the other one, I think the cruise liner goes past that area up to Alaska.
Right, okay. Okay. So they're showing me,
the cruise liner doesn't go past this part of the ocean that I'm by.
Okay. I don't think they're showing me the cruise liner because of that. I think that what that cruise liner means is that you need to take a break from something.
Okay.
You need to take a break from something. Or maybe he's telling me that you need a vacation of some sort.
Yeah.
Okay. It's either take a break or take a vacation. I'm leaning more towards probably taking a break from something. Would you understand why they're saying that?
Yeah, work. That's all I do is work.
Right, okay. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Holly.
Bye.
Thanks, Holly. Okay. Right. I think why we actually get an echo is that sometimes the phone network, speakers can be very close to microphones on the phone, and then you know, if you put speakerphone, some people use speakerphone because it's more it's easy to hear the person the other end. So we kind of ask people to avoid speakerphones wherever possible, but it's not always possible. Okay, so echoes this evening, but we've done everything we can this end to avoid them. Okay, so let's see where we're going then. All right, okay. So Veronica's called back in because she wants to speak with Tina. Our next call then this evening is Sandra.
Sandra.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good, thank you, and yourself?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking the call. I love your show. I love when you're on, so thank you.
Thank you.
My question is regarding finances. I am really in desperate need of an increase in finances. And I do need something immediately, but more for me, I'm more focused is career change. And I have been applying for certain jobs. I mean, really applying. Not just throwing out there, but at least giving thought on it, but just applying and just trying to see when is something going to come, because I'm doing everything I can.
Okay, sweetheart. I'm being given them maybe the next 2 months, darling. Being given maybe the next 2 months, between 1 and 2 months, darling, okay? Because the spirits are saying the job is out there for you, but it's a job that you're particularly after. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. It's a job that you're particularly after, sweetheart, okay? And this job, I feel as though it will be available in the next 2 months, okay? You've just got to be patient, just got to bear with it, darling, because everybody's mm-hmm. been affected of this COVID and everything that's going around, okay? Yeah. And they want you to be very patient, because they don't want you to be panicking. They don't want you to be panicking, okay? They're saying that you've got to be very conservational. Would you understand why they're saying that?
Yes.
Okay. They're saying that you've got to be conservational, sweetheart, okay? At this precise minute, you need to keep as much as you can back for things of an emergency, they're saying, okay? But they want you to be conservational about it, darling, okay? They want you to start and keep looking for that job, and if something else pops up in the meantime, then go for it. But the particular job that you're after is actually coming, okay? They want you to understand that things are difficult for you right now, and they do acknowledge that, sweetheart, all right? And they want you to start and think about not getting yourself too down about everything, because they don't want you to start and thinking about giving up on life or giving up on your future. Would that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. They're very concerned about you. You've got a lady around you that's very concerned about you, sweetheart. I feel as though it could be a mother figure. Would you understand a mother figure in spirit, please?
Yes.
Okay. She's very concerned about you, darling, because she's saying, she's looking and she's seeing all the sadness on you. Okay, she's looking, she's seeing all the sadness around you. And she wants you to know and acknowledge that she's there giving you some guidance, okay, and giving you the help you need. She's saying she's okay. Heard your cries and she's heard your calls. Would that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, sweetheart. She wants you to know that things are going to get better for you, darling. Things are going to get better for you. It just seems as though you're at a loss this time, she's saying to me. Okay. And she wants you to know that whatever she can try and do helping in the spirit, she's going to give you that help. Okay. But she just wants you to basically keep your chin up, darling. Okay. So all she's asking is just basically if you can keep your chin up, because you'll know when things are going to be okay. Okay.
Okay.
She's going to give you the sign of when you know that when you know that things are going to be okay, darling. All right. She wants you to know that she's very much around you. Okay. And she loves you to the moon and back. She's just said. Okay. And she's saying to me, this is what I wanted to do for her when I passed over to spirit, because the things I wanted to do for her on the earth plane, I couldn't do because I feel as though she was poorly, very poorly. Would that make sense?
Yeah, she was very what?
Very sick.
Yeah, she was. Yeah, she had cancer.
Yeah. So she's saying, this is what she's saying. The things that she couldn't do for you on the earth plane, sweetheart, she's doing for you in the spiritual plane. Okay,
no.
And she is now, she is guiding you, she is understanding, she is giving you loving, she is giving you the warmth that you need, sweetheart, to get you through, okay? You might not feel it at this time, but when it comes to maybe looking at the past, looking at it, you'll probably start feeling it, she's saying. She's saying to me, if you start feeling all of a sudden that you're warm and things outside are quite chilly, she wants you to know that it's her that's with you, okay?
Mm.
And she wants you to know it's her that's with you, because she's saying you was always my little guiding star. Now I can be your guiding star, she's saying. Would that make sense of what she's just said, please?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, she wants you to know that she's there, basically, darling, and she is going to get you through, okay? She is going to get you through that, and she wants you to know that she's going to get you through that, all right, my darling? She knows what it is that's going through, and she's been giving you ideas as well for things, how to conserve yourself, how to conserve you, basically your money that you've got left. And she's saying to me, once she starts and feels my presence, once she starts and knows that it's me around, darling, that you will understand what she's trying to do. Okay, is there anything else you'd like to know?
Do you see a new relationship coming? I'm not in a rush by any means, but just wondering, do you see something coming?
Yeah. I do, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I do see. I'd say that this new relationship will come, I'd say maybe by the end of the year. By the end of
wow,
the year.
Okay.
You're not in a rush,
okay,
obviously. So, obviously,
no,
people are looking around for Mr. Right for you, okay? Because there's special quantities in a man that you would prefer, okay? She's saying, to, your mum's saying to me. So, Spirit are looking around for you, sweetheart, and they are trying to find these men with these quantities that you're after. And so I'd say by the end of the year, definitely, okay?
Okay. Okay, right now I'm more focused on trying to make sure that my housing is fine and this job, I mean, you know, career thing. So that's more where my energy is right now.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in, Sandra.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thank you, darling. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra. Okay, okay. All right, let's see then. Ah, right, so we're back with Veronica. Veronica's called back in and said, oh, I've got a question for Tina. Okay, lovely.
Good evening, Veronica.
Hi, Miss Tina. You have a lot of fans that asked for you. That's good. It proves psychic show of always been here to help and listen. Thank you, Ken, so much. Miss Tina, I have like some specific questions to ask you. Number one, my health, because some things, to be short, are occurring. Like it came at me pretty fast that I have to make some pretty smart moves. I have about 2 weeks or less to get some things done. But besides that, I just want to know if my health is okay. If my health is okay, I'm eating the food permit foods. I'm drinking my water, but I maybe because I have a lot of tension, but I just have severe headaches past this few days, or maybe because I've not got sleep.
Okay, Veronica, your headaches are due to stress, darling. Okay, to stress. Okay. I'm not getting anything. I can't obviously give you medical advice, but I'm getting nothing untowards with you. I'm getting nothing untowards with you, sweetheart. All right. You've just got to stop running around so much, okay, because you are actually tiring yourself out, darling. Okay? You're tiring yourself out because you're thinking of others too much, but you're not thinking of yourself. Would that make sense?
Yes, sir.
Right, okay. You've got to stop that, darling. Okay, you've got to stop that. Stop worrying about who's plotting behind your back, darling. Stop worrying about what other people think of you, okay? And you've got to work, you've got to start and learn that two-lettered word, which is no, okay? You've got to learn that word no, darling, because if you don't start and learn that word no, everybody's going to be taking advantage of you for the latter of your days, basically. Okay, so I want you to start and learning the word no, and take some time for yourself. Sit and think on what you want to do in life and how things you want to be. Okay, and think also about the things that you want to be doing in your life and who you want to be with in your life. Okay, would that make sense at all?
Yes, sir. I'm getting my thoughts organized. You got it 100% right.
Right,
thank
okay.
Wow.
This is what you need to do. This is what you need to do, sweetheart, okay? You need to start and think about the things in your lifetime, darling. All right, this is what you need to do. You need to start and think about who's good for you, who's not good for you, okay? Who's negative and who's not negative, okay? You need to stop when thinking about everyone else, okay? You need to stop with the negative people around you, basically, okay? The negative people around you, Veronica, are not doing you any good. All right. As you were saying to Bryn earlier on about your about your siblings. Okay, because I was listening then about your siblings. I honestly don't feel anything that they're plotting behind your back, darling. I don't feel anything like that. So you need, this is something else you need to stop worrying about, okay? Something else you need to stop worrying about, darling, because it's just going to drive you insane, basically, with the manner of a nutshell. I know it sounds bad of what I've just said, sweetheart, but it's going to start and drive you crackers. All right. You just need to face things head on when they come towards you. All right, darling. Don't worry about the what ifs and who is. Okay, sweetheart. You need to honestly think about yourself now. All right. You need to think about yourself. You need to start and think about you slowing yourself down. Okay. Getting yourself some decent rest as well, because they're telling me that you're not getting yourself any decent rest as well. Would that make sense?
True.
Yeah. They want you to start and get yourself some decent rest. And they also want you to start and do a bit of meditation just to clear your mind out as well, sweetheart. All right? Go home tonight, or whatever you're doing tonight. Go home tonight. Just lock the door. Shut the curtains. Okay. And do some meditation with some white candles near you. Okay. And that, what we call in the medium world, is angel light. Okay. White candles are angel light. Just do some meditation around the white candles, sweetheart. Okay. And keep that meditation going for at least half an hour. All right, darling. And when you come out of that meditation, you will start to feel a whole lot better and a whole lot calmer minded as well. Okay. This is what they're asking for you, sweetheart. All right. This is what they are asking for you, to start and slow yourself down. All right, darling.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I have a question for you. So I didn't rent that place yet, where the man said yes, but he lowered too much. But then I saw this cute little home to rent. I don't know if you can see, it's kind of grayish. I don't know if it's rented or not, or they have not contacted me, but is it safe? I mean, is the people around it not chaotic? It's not closed perimeters, but I was thinking about it. And then I'm having an option in my head, like there's another business part that I saw that I done it before, where I can stay
right,
at night.
Okay.
Can you help me?
Okay.
The other one has three rooms. The business has three rooms, an office location, and then the other one is just a small home. But I was thinking, I can't do both. I gotta choose one.
Okay. I'm feeling as though you're choosing the small home one. Would that make sense? I do feel as though you could make that into a good business and a good home as well. Okay, I honestly do feel as though you could make that into a good business and a good home as well, darling. All right? Because I do feel honestly, sweetheart, that it's where, home is where you lay your hat. Okay, home is where you lay your hat. In layman's terms, in layman's terms, that means is where you're going to be happiest, darling. Okay.
I just crossed my fingers that contact me and it's still available. I appreciate you for the clarity. Thank you. I'm overwhelmed right now. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Veronica.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you, Veronica. Okay. Gone. Right. Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, Jessica. How are you?
I'm going through a little, I'm having a little bit of a weird day, but overall, everything's very good. I'm going through a big transformation as far as just like letting go of my old life and even my old identity in a way, and just releasing a lot and like stepping into the new, and then having like a I spend a lot of time in, like what you were saying, the meditation, and now I'm doing yoga practices in the morning and at night and breathing. It's very healthy stuff, but it's like a lot of new things. And I had this realization the other day. Well, first off, I've been feeling like I was back in my 20s. Like, that's when I felt like healthy and vital and like, and it dawned on me. I was like, you know what? I remember my parents used to call me like a hypochondriac. And I'm just kind of working through that stuff today because it's around like as soon as I got that memory, I noticed a little something going on with my throat that I've been like sort of worrying about all day because like this other thing on my throat is like finally healing now. So I'm like, I'm free. And now it's like, I'm taking, it's weird. So I just wanted to hear what you had to say about all of this. And it's quite a transition. Yeah. I mean, it's, I'm happy about it, but it's a little bit difficult at times or overwhelming.
Okay. I've been also, while you've been talking as well, Jessica, I've also been picking up that you've had some mixed thoughts as well with everything that you've been doing. Would that make sense at all, please?
Yeah, that's the whole, all the new and the letting go of the old, and that's all of it.
It's a bit overwhelming for you, sweetheart. I will get that. I do get that as well. But once you get into the regime of the new, you'll wonder what all the old was for, why you was worrying about the old, to be perfectly honest. She wants you to, the people that's around you, I'm getting a female as well, sweetheart, okay. She wants you to think about how you was before the change and now the way you're feeling after the change, because I do feel as though now you've gone through this sort of like change of you have been going, doing regular exercise, meditation. I do feel as though you'll see things a lot more clearer than what you have been doing. All right, my darling. I do feel as though you're going to have new, what we will call newfounded eyes. All right, darling. Where you can see a lot of things a lot more clearer and evaluate what you want the most. Would that make sense?
Yeah, I definitely have that a lot these days, which I enjoy. You know, I can't believe I wasn't exercising like I mean, I was taking walks. That's like a lot of things are confusing because I was taking a lot of walks, but now it's very deliberate, like on what I'm doing and why I'm doing it, and I see the importance of it, and like it's totally different, but yet again it's confusing. It's just weird. I've never experienced anything like it before.
This newfounded inspiration that you've got, darling, will lead to a purpose. Okay, it will lead to a purpose for you, but it'll lead to a good purpose. Okay. It will lead to a very good purpose for you. No newfounded inspiration leads to a very bad purpose, trust me. Okay.
Right.
I'm feeling as though with this new purpose, when you find this new purpose, all right, my darling, I do feel as though you'll be happy with this new purpose as well. What this new purpose is, Jessica, I really don't know. Okay. I really don't know what this new purpose is for you. I do feel as though it's something to do maybe within the exercising regime, maybe becoming a teacher of yoga, maybe becoming a teacher of meditation, okay? But with all this, it will lead into one purpose for you, okay? It will set you a new path, all right, my darling? It will set you a new path to where you want to be. So you've got to look at these new paths of what you want to be, and how you want to be, darling, okay? And all these new paths will lead you into one.
Yeah, I definitely see that. I definitely see where it's going. And I like it. I like it a lot. this thing about that I noticed, again, I don't know if this is a new thing that I noticed on my throat the other day. It was this, again, it came in the same time that I had the realization, hey, I'm a hypochondriac. Hey, look it, I've been sort of addicted to kind of having something wrong with me for years and years and years. It becomes a pattern. And I'm leaving that behind because I'm now a healthy person. But, like, I noticed this thing. Do you think I'm sort of bewildered as far as it's a minor thing, but yet I'm sort of like, should I be – I mean, I know you can't give me medical advice. I'm not asking for that. I'm just wondering, like, is this – I guess I know the answer. I mean, it's part of the clearing of the old, but it just is sort of – I guess it kind of upset me that it's like, what's this now? Like when I was just in the new identity, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So is this something that I need, like, what, can you just do a little bit of a scan or something? Can you, like, what are you, I mean, I know, I guess I know the answer, but I just feel upset today or disturbed by it.
I don't feel as though it's anything, to be perfectly honest, Jessica, but I would advise you to go see a GP about it, okay? It could be something, it could be nothing, but I'm more leaning towards nothing, darling, okay? I'm leaning more towards nothing. I do feel as though it's because within the change that you've made to yourself, little things are still appearing, but they will disappear, okay? Yeah. I do honestly feel as though it's nothing, sweetheart. But if you want to give yourself peace of mind, then I would advise you to go see a GP with it, okay? But as for being a hypochondriac, no, you're not a hypochondriac, my sweetheart. You're not a hypochondriac whatsoever. If you feel as though there's something wrong with you, then you get expert advice. That's all I can say. But I don't feel as though there's anything underlying with this, what you've found, darling.
Yeah, I mean, I totally changed my diet from one extreme to the next. Like, I'm basically, what it is like I'm going to be teaching people how to heal themselves on all different levels, because it's that's this health element of, like, I've been getting in my power in every single area that, like, you're healing yourself, like, without, I mean, going through this whole craziness the last year and a half, you know, you realize that these people don't know anything. They're very brainwashed by what, you know, I won't go into it, but these people can't be trusted. They don't even know what they're doing. So we have to be responsible for ourselves and our own health, and that's why I feel so happy with my new routine, although I will say it's like 4 or 5 hours a day that I'm doing self-care. I'm not complaining about it, but it's just like, it's like hilarious. Like, that's literally what I spend my whole day doing. I have like maybe 2 hours or 3 hours of other that I could do some work. I write tons of poems. Like, the funniest, it's an in-between time.
I don't know why I've just been told this. I've got to ask you a question. Okay.
Yeah.
As I say, it's this female figure that I've got with me, and she says, with these poems, have you ever thought about having them published?
You know, it's so funny because Selva, one of the other psychics on this station, I called like 2 weeks ago. I haven't called in for a while to speak to any of you guys, and I called in 2 weeks ago, and she was like, do you write poems? Yeah, you're going to get them published, and they're going to be very impactful to people. And it's funny because that's like, I used to do this when I was younger. I used to write songs and poems, and like, I'm really getting connected with this like younger part of me. And yeah, I'm pretty sure they're going to be published because they're very, I never know the purpose of my books till later on. They don't get published till several years later. But to be going through this transition of just like leaving behind this, like, this gunk, like this baggage of the past, even though I've done tons of healing work on myself, this is like the final. So yeah, they're very emotional. Like, the poems are very emotional because I was going through, like, I had to change my diet because I was going through some, like, weird health things. I wasn't eating right. I was eating like a vegan fruitarian diet, which is like, you should not, you need meat like all the time. Like we eat meat. So it's like, this was 14 years of me bouncing back and forth between like trying to eat more humanely or something. And so my body was like, again, adjusting, like weird things were happening and like my body was like turning back on, because basically when you're eating like that, you're like starving your body. I mean, people don't talk about that in the spiritual community, but you are.
Yeah.
So
yeah, you need to think about getting them poems though published, sweetheart. Okay.
Yeah, I will. Thanks for bringing them up. I love
all right.
That's, yeah. Thank you.
Thank
very
you very much.
Much,
Jessica. Thank you.
Always nice to speak to you. Bye bye. Yeah, thanks,
same
Ken.
To you. Bye bye, darling.
Okay. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you, Jessica. And that brings us to the end of our show this evening, then, ladies and gents. Big, big thank you once again to Tina Marie for joining us for the second hour, and to Mr. Brin there for the first hour. So, okay, all we've got to do now is play out. Thank you, Tina.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, right, let's see what we got for you then. Play out. Why not carry? Yeah, why not? Please remember that we have a show for you tomorrow evening there with Chris Garcia there with me tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. UK time. And it's not the I Should Coco show, it's the I Should Be Donating. What should you be doing? Donating. You should only support us, come on. Dip your hand in your pocket from time to time. Help us out, support the show, and help us what we do here. Nothing this evening, not a dime.